Parshas Lech Lecha ends with Avraham Avinu performing the Brit Milah on himself and on his son Yishmael. And Anshei Beiso, Yudit Bais, and Niknas Kesel, Foli, Avad, and Knainim. And Parshas Vayera begins with HaKadosh Baruch Hu visiting Avraham Avinu. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Bavin Tiyo, Levaker Es Achela. It was a Yom Shlishi Lemilah, so the third day after the Brit Milah. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos and Perakot Lodom Lila that we assume that there may possibly be a sakana in the first 3 days. The Machlekes in Rishon whether the third day is more miyuchadik sakana. The third day is more sakana than the first day and second day. And so the bris is on a Monday. So Monday there's hardly any sakana. Tuesday hardly any. Only Wednesday, the third day, is a big sakana. Oh no, even up until the Thursday. Monday is the Chabada sakana. Tuesday is a little less sakana. Even up until the Yom HaShlishi L'Milasa. It all depends what the situation is. This man is there's usually no sakon at all. They use antiseptics and everything, so there's no sakon. They take care of the sakon. So the Chachamim comment, V'halachta b'drocha ma'hu afator, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Bika Chaylum, so too we have an obligation to do Bika Chaylum. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaka Chaylum, V'yeyra Elov Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram, Levaka Es Achaylum. That's how the... That's how Rashi quotes the interpretations in the Medrash, in the Gemara in Bav Metzia. In this parasha we also learn out Hachnos HaSorchim. Rashi quotes from the Gemara that in Masecha Shavuos, the Gemara Masecha Shavuos speaks about the Zayin Shem Shein in Chokim. The Mishnah talks about Shavuos B'Shem. Sometimes you have to have Davka Shavuos B'Shem. Sometimes it's not necessary. A big machlekes in the Rishonim on the first daf in the Dorim, that Beis HaMenalef, the long gigantic Ram quotes the various Shitas. When do you require Shavuah B'Shem? When not? So the Mishnah discusses Shavuah B'Shem. Then it says Shavuah B'Shem doesn't have to be Dafke the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Zayin Shem Shein Mechokim are also good. So the Gemara there has a discussion about the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara lists off all the Zayin Shemus, and then the Gemara points out that the spelling Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is sometimes Kodesh, sometimes Chol. Sometimes you speak to a human being and you tell him Adoni. Or sometimes you speak to a few people and you say Adonai. Dear sirs, Adonai, Loshen Chol. Or sometimes you speak to one person, a human being, and you say in plural, out of respect, in Yiddish or even in Hebrew also. Adonai could be that he's speaking the Gadol Shebehem. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that he's speaking to all three of the visitors. So the Gemara in Shavuot, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shavuot has a machlokes hatanoim regarding this Aleph Dalet Nun Yud in Pasuk Gimel, whether this is Kodesh or Chol. Is it Chol that Avraham Avinu is speaking Adonai to the three people, Lashon Rabbim, or is speaking Levadol Shebahem to the one, and he speaks for Lashon Rabbim out of respect? Well, no, that it's Kodesh and he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is he telling him? He's asking him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avraham Avinu to be Mevakeh Chayla, and then Avraham Avinu runs away from the Rebbe and says, you wait here, I have to take care of the Yorchim. So the Gemara says, if that's the Pshat, if it's Kodesh, if the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Kodesh, then the Pasuk is teaching us that G'dayla HaKnos HaSorachim Yosem HaKbalas Pnei HaShchina. That he has the chutzpah to tell HaShchina to wait, and he wants to run away, he wants to run to be Machnas HaSorachim. HaKnos HaSorachim is considered a big mitzvah. HaKnos HaSorachim doesn't mean that you have, it says in Yerideya, HaKnos HaSorachim doesn't mean that if you have neighbors, so you have your neighbors over for a meal. That's also nice. Be friendly with the neighbors. Achnas Hasorach means a person came to town, he has no place to stay, he has no place to eat, so you give him, you put him up. So that's called a mitzvah of Achnas Hasorach. The other thing is another mitzvah, but that's much less. You wouldn't say that inviting the neighbors over is greater than Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Achnas Hasorach is greater than Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina means Orchim Shein Lahem Mokum Be'achol. They don't have a place of their own. Someone comes from Eretz Yisrael, from out of town, from Europe, and he has no place, and you arrange to set him up, and he stays by you. That's the mitzvah of Achnas Hasorach. This is quoted in Yeridei and Chelek Aleph of all places. You have every so often in Hilchos Treifas. Shaila, whether something is a treifa. So in Shulchan Aruch, a lot of times the Ramah has hachroes, compromises. So I'll say something, l'hatchila, you say that it's asa. But if it's Erev Shabbos and you have guests over, so then you can be mekel. So what? B'makom Achnas Hasorach, mitzvah, Achnas Hasorach. So then you can mekel to eat the food. You have other guests, and if you're not going to eat the flesh, then you tell me just to eat the challah and soup, and that's the end of the meal. You sing Shir HaMaalos, and that's it. So, but what the mitzvah you make? What is that? What is that talk all about? So the Rambam himself explains in the Sefer Torah Sachatos that what that means is that basically it's really mutter. Whenever you have a machlokes, and the Rambam is machmir, but he says the makom has said merubis mutter on erev Shabbos of yesh lo orchem, then it's mutter. What it means is that it's really mutter. Mishum kvodo shal Rashi, mishum kvodo shal Rambam, mishum kvodo shal Rabbeinu Tam, we're machmir. Not to violate their shita, but the makam hefsid meruba, the makam achnas asotim, so you don't stand on ceremony. We went back to the ikar din. It's muta, it's really muta. So we went back to the ikar halacha. You find Avraham Avinu is inviting in people whom he thought were of the avodah zarah. Rashi quotes from the Gemara, the Agadat in the Gemara, Rachzu Aglechem. Why did he offer that he should wash their feet? He thought that they were Nochrim who were Mishtachta Lo'avak Shal Ragleim. Thought they were Arabs. Haraviim. She Mishtachim Lo'avak Ragleim. Hikpit Shlo Lo'achnes Avedizor V'tach Beisa. That's what he said, Rach Tzu Ragleich. Ovdi Avedizor. So what does he invite them in for? So at that time, Avram Avinu, Avram and Yitzchak were Megayer. Avram, Yitzchak, Yankiv, Beret Meguri Yoviv. The Medrash comes on the Tosu. Ve'yesh Yag Beret Meguri Yoviv. Meguri Yavi means Avram was Megayer, Hanefesh Hashoasa Bechor, Avram and Sora were Megayer everybody. And Yankif lived there at Meguri Yavi in the land where his father was doing Kirov activities. Kirov means Geirus activities. Meguri Yavi. So Yitzchok was Megayer. Yankif was Megayer till a certain point. That's how the Meshech Chachma points out later. When Yankif Avinu already had his 12 children, and he was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's Mitosa Shlema, all the children are going to be Jewish. Up until that time, Avram Avinu had more than one son, and only Kibi Yitzchak Karlo Chazera. He was told that Yitzchak is going to be the only one who's going to be Jewish. The other ones are not going to be Jewish. And Yitzchak had twin children, Yankiv and Esav, twins, mamish from the same mother, same father, mamish twins. And one was Jewish, one was not Jewish. And the first time that such an idea was told to the others was by Yankiv, that it's Mitos Hashlema, means all of his children are Jewish. By other people, Mitos Hashlema means all of my children are Lubavitch. That's Mitos Hashlem. That's not what it means in the Gemara. Mitos Hashlem means they're all Jewish. They don't have to be Dafke Satmar or the Dafke something or another. Mitos Hashlem means that Baruch Hashem, they're all Jewish. So at that time, that Yankov was told that his children are all going to be Jewish, so at that time, the Ramban HaChumash writes, they stopped all of the Kairos activities to go convert, to go actively searching for converts. Avraham originally was searching for converts. He invites in the Yavdei by the Zohar. He's gonna, whenever you found any organization, whenever you found the yeshivas, you take the shvacha guys. You can't get, what are you going to start with the mitzvah shem? So you start a yeshiva, you start a kol, taking all kinds of people, kol hanoyim. And then after a while, you build up a reputation and it gets a little better. And then you can be picky. So that's what happened over here. First, there was nobody. These are the founding fathers. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. They're trying to be megayer people, get on nefesh, also b'chor. And then when everything was finally determined that it's going to be from now on, it's going to be Mitosim Shleimo. Jewish people have Jewish children. They're all going to be Jewish. So they stopped all of the Kirov activities. It doesn't mean that Bizman Hazeh, if you see a Nochri in the street, you spit on him and you curse him and so on. That we don't have a mitzvah to go out of our way to go invite them into the house. Still, you have to be decent to people. The Gemara says the Tanoim would greet the goyim in the street also.
Of the Geir, which was in the play about the fashion, is that referring to that they were God themselves to be like Jews? They were God themselves to be the guy who chose to not?
Yeah, that was the whole, that's all the Judaism consisted of. Avraham Avinu volunteered to keep Kim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Shelein Nitan, that was voluntary, but he wasn't obligated to keep that. So when he was Mekabel Gerim, it was just to believe in monotheism, that's all.
Well, I mean,
not
necessarily, but even nowadays,
do you think we can carry the I don't think so. It's not our obligation.
Does not the favor otherwise?
Lifneiva means if I go lead a person on, that he should do an avera. Does Lifneiva apply to non-Jews? What, a Jew is not permitted to lead on a non-Jew to do an avera for sure. The Gemara says avera should apply. To give eid menachayda benayach is prohibited mitam lifneiva, but the mitzvah to go be mekarev people hachiach tachiach esam yisecho. The mitzvah only applies to Israel. Of course, look, if we're going to let the world kill there's going to be incest and everything going on, and gezel and everything. So it's going to affect us also. So we have to try to straighten out the world, otherwise it won't be a place that anybody can possibly live in. But it's not really the mitzvah tachacha that applies to the Israel. We have to go out of our way to be mekarei the Israel. A group of Rishonim understood in the Radak and Chumash and others, a lot of Rishonim understood based on Midrashim also that Vayerei Elov Hashem Be'elonim Amrei, a different Mahala, that the whole story was a Mara HaNevuah. Everything till the end of when the Malachim are going to Sdom, that all of this was a Mara HaNevuah. Vayerei Elov Hashem Kechom Hayom, it was warm outside, and Avraham Avinu dozed off. We know that all of the Nevi'im had the Nevuah b'chalom, usually b'chalom halaylo. B'chalom halaylo. Yeah, Nevi'ach Hashem Amare Elo Lesvada b'chalom adarbo, usually b'chalom halaylo, because people don't go to sleep in the daytime. But if a person falls asleep in the daytime, then he can have a Nevuah in the daytime also. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was b'chalkitz, b'lo b'chalom. If he was up at night, he'd get it now. If he's up in the daytime, he'd get it in the daytime. So the a group of Rishonim understand Pshat and Midrashim. They understood Pshat and Midrashim, that the Midrashim are interpreting Pshat and the Pesukim. That Vayerei Elov Hashem, the referring to the whole story was the Mara HaNevuah. Kechom Hayom, Avraham Avinu dozed off in the sun. And then Vayiseinu Vayar, in his dream, he saw all of this. This was all part of the dream. The way he visualizes, the way he sees Malachim and all of this, everything is a dream. A lot of things in Chumash are a little unclear whether they really happened or they're dreams. We know that Avraham Avinu was for real, that wasn't a dream, and Yitzchak was a real person, Moshe Rabbeinu was a real person, and Parah was a real person. There really was Shibud Mitzrayim, but a lot of things we know for sure, and other things are a little unclear. The Osan of Bilam, the Rambam says, was a dream, and others ask, how can it be a dream? It says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that is created in Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. What do you mean it was a dream? But that's what some Mefarshim understand based on Midrashim, that the whole beginning of Parshas Vayera is all a halom. Refers to a woman who gives birth to a baby as a chayo. So some of the Rishonim say that that's biblical Hebrew, that when the Malach told Avraham Avinu shov shemelach kais chayo v'hinei bein l'sara ishtecho, so Rashi translates kais chayo the same time that it is now, same time of the year. I'll come back in a year and you will have a baby at that time. But other Rishonim interpret Kreis Chayo, I'll come back in 9 months, the time that it takes for a Yoledis to give birth to a baby. And they claim that that usage that appears in the Mishnah is really based on this Pasuk, Kreis Chayo. That's the meaning of the Pasuk. Kreis Chayo means Bizman HaYoledis. Based on the simple reading of the Pasuk, we wonder, Vayomer Hashem al Avraham, Lama Zet Soch HaKosor Aleima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu snitches on Sarah. He tells Lashon Hara to Avraham Avinu about his own wife. What does he want to break up their marriage? Why does he tell Avraham Avinu that his wife was laughing about the Nevuah that they were told? Is that a nice thing to do? Is that a nice thing to tell Lashon Hara, not only to tell a husband about the negative things about his wife, stop, about other people, to tell Lashon Hara? Certainly not to tell a husband. Tell a Digazah. Moshe Feinstein, one of his drushes, explained based on the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says in the end of Pesachim that if I see a person doing an Avera, so there's no Issa Lashon Hara if I go tell his parents or if I go tell his Rebbe, so that they should give Tachacha. That's what every principal in every school does. That's what all the teachers do. If the child misbehaves, so they call up the parents and they say, child misbehaved. I is the Har Issa Lashon Hara, how are you allowed to do that? So the answer is, if it's L'Tael, it's L'Habo. That's what the whole Sefer Chafetz Chaim is all about. That it's an Issa Lashon Hara we knew before the Chafetz Chaim was born. Chafetz Chaim tells you when there's a Hefer Lashon Hara, when it's Mutah, when it's a Mitzvah. So whenever it's a Tehelus L'Habo, There's always a lashon hara. Unfortunately, a lot of the yeshivas, while they say no harabim, have problems with drugs, have problems with geneva, have problems with chilul Shabbos, all kinds of terrible problems. Ben olam amok and ben olam havera. Sometimes some of the students who are caught become big tzaddik and they say they don't want to snitch on all the others, lashon hara. They don't want to say lashon hara. And sometimes the parents back the children. Yes, they train the children with midas tovus. The children are not going to say lashon hara. It's like a little ridiculous. All of a sudden now, v'atanisa lashon hara. The pashtus is that if the administration wants to deal, if the principal of the school or the administration, whatever, wants to deal with the problem to try to straighten it out, so there's certainly no yisur lashon hara. That's exactly what it is. L'toelus l'habo. I'm going to straighten out the other person here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu about his own wife that she did another, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that Avraham Avinu will be able to have a hashpa on his wife. Instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down and giving a Mara HaNevuah to Sora to straighten her out, so he speaks to her husband, Avraham Avinu, he should straighten out his wife. But you have to be careful. Whenever you say Lashon Hara L'Toelus l'habo, it has to be taka for that purpose. We see that Yosef with the brothers also. Vayovi Yosef is dibosim ro el avihim. So the simple pshat and pasuk sounds like he just told the father lashon hara, which brought about the whole machlokes between Yosef and the brothers. And the sefer Afikayam, he points out that Afikayam is by one of the rabbanim from Europe. It's a chidush Torah. I'm sure it has a lot of shvuas. Mishbalavatul samitzvah, kaimas samitzvah. He has a lot of simanim on our topic that are coming up in the next few days. He has one or two pages of Milu D'Agadatha, so he thinks that that's perhaps the pshat in the pasuk. He wrote a sefer, the Afikayam was written after the Chafetz Chaim sefer. So he writes, look in the sefer Chafetz Chaim, and he gives you all the rules and regulations when you're allowed to say Lashon Hara. So he thought that was the pshat, Vayovi Yosef is the boss in Royal Avihan, that Yosef told over the father the Lashon Hara, that the father should give Tachacha to the other brothers. That's why it says, as the boss in Royal El Avihem, to their father. El Aviv, that's the thing. But Yosef told his father. No, he didn't tell his father Lashon Hara about them. He told their father, the same person. He told their father that their father should say, it happened coincidentally, that their father is his father also. That's why he says Vayove. Why doesn't he say Vayisafe, Vayakin? Vayove means that Dibi gets up. He said over exactly. Because when you tell over Lashon Hara, L'Toelus l'habo, you're not permitted to be magzin. That's just, you're not permitted to be magdil with avo. You have to just say over as much as, you don't even have to tell over the whole story. It's bad enough if he did half the Avera, so you don't have to tell over the whole Avera. So just say over the amount of the Avera that's necessary to be told over in order that the other party should try to straighten out the case. So that's the story in today's schedule. Kodesh Baruch Hu told over this Lashon Hara to Avraham Avinu because it was L'Toelus l'habo. He wanted Avraham Avinu to give Tochacha to his wife Sarah. Avraham Avinu prays for the wicked city Sodom. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that he wants to destroy the whole city, and Avraham Avinu prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. Why we have a cloud, Bavod Rishoyim Rina? Yeah, when they're killed already, but before they're killed, so you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should have Rachmanis on them. Yitamach HaTayim in Ha'aretz, in Tehillim. So Avraham Avinu prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitamach HaTayim in Ha'aretz, let the wicked people be wiped out. So why doesn't Avraham Avinu also pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should wipe out the city? Why does he pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he shouldn't punish them, he should give them a break? So the Gemara in the first Perek in Brochas quotes the comment of Bruria Eishes Rav Meir, that she commented on the pasuk Yitamu Chatoim V'lo Chotim. It doesn't say in the pasuk the sinner should be wiped out, it says Chatoim. What exactly does it mean Chatoim? So some interpret the Gemara that the sins should cease to exist. The sinner should not be wiped out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see to it that the sins cease to exist. The Pasha Pshat is, however, not so. That's probably the misinterpretation, mistranslation of the words. The word chote means a person who sins. The word chato means a person who is a physical embodiment of sin. A person who sins so much, as one would say, I remember when Rav Gerelik was saying this over, that he heard this from Avalvalos Alavetchik in the name of the Nesivis, and he doesn't know where the Nesivis is. The Nesivis is in a Sefer HaChumash. The Nesivis has a Drush Sefer HaChumash that's called Nachlos Yankin. So he writes this Pshat in the Gemara, and this is Bemis the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Chato is a person who's so involved in sin, that to use the language of Rabbi Gerelik, as a Cheftza from Chet. He's a physical embodiment of Chet. And the Nesivis quotes Adam Shalom, Ani Tfilo. So Ben HaMelech says, Ani Shalom, Lechi Adab Ehem Alam Ocham, Ani Tfilo. What do you mean, Ani Tfilo? Ani Ish Tfilo. Ani Yishalom. So why does he say Ani Shalom? He was so interested in making peace with Bnei Yisrael. I'm not talking about the Plishtim. Shalomov wanted to make peace with Bnei Yisrael. All the Jews together. He was so interested in making peace. When they saw him walking down the street, they saw, oh, here's the peacemaker. Here's, that was the first adjective, the first description that they would give about Dovra Mela. The same thing on each field. Not just Dam Shachas Minchamar, the rest of the day he walked around and he was functioning normally. Well, he davened, he was davening. No, he was so involved in tefillah. Even when he wasn't davening, they would see, there's the guy who davened. In fact, a man who used to live in the neighborhood, he used to shuckle by the davening all the time. So the people, he always used to call him, in German, is it Schittel? Schittel means to shuckle by the davening. He used to call him Schittel Pliny, by his last name. He's always davening. Even when he wasn't davening, they would always consider him, yeah, that's the guy who always davened. He was known by that. So that's a Dovra Melech, and Anit Tefillah. Anish Tefillah, he was a physical embodiment of Tefillah. So that's what the Nesivas interprets, Alti Pashtus, Pashup Shatani Mare. Itamu Chatoim Veloi Chaitim, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should take a wipe out the Rishoyim from the world. We sometimes pray that they should be Chayzah B'Tshuva, we pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give them a break, and sometimes we pray that he should wipe them out. When is it? Which? It depends. If they're Chatoim, if they're communist, atheist, absolutely no redemptive qualities whatsoever. So we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should taka die. And the davening of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should die. And sometimes we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should see to it that the Rishoyim do tshuva. That's by those who are choytim, not chaton. A person is a balavera. Like the Welt says the expression that you say a balavera and he's a bar mitzvah. Why don't you say he's a bal mitzvah? Why don't you say he's a baravera? Because a husband and a wife can get divorced, so that's called a balavera. He does averas today. He can get divorced. He won't be a balavera tomorrow. But a bar mitzvah, a son and a father, can't break off the relationship. A person that does a mitzvah can't... That's in Yiddish. They say that that's the reason why you use a different lashon. One is a balavera and one is a bar mitzvah, a ben Torah, a ben Torah. Can separate the relationship of a ben and an av. So the same is the difference between a choyte and a chata. A choyte means a balavera, he does avera. So we're not supposed to pray that those people should die. So Avraham Avinu here, the Kodesh Baruch wants to punish the city Sodom. He doesn't know how bad they are. He thought, all right, so they did avera, so they did a lot of avera, so they did thousands of averas, millions of averas. They still give them a break. Say, down, down. The Kodesh Baruch tells them, sorry, my friend, these people have absolutely no redemptive features whatsoever. So they're chatoim. So other acts of they're chatoim. Then we should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should wipe them out. Ours is not necessarily a goody-goody religion that we want to give everybody a break. Not so. Chatoim we give a break. Chatoim we don't. There are dinim that you give me since then. There are times that they... Avraham Avinu was known for his midas ha-chesed. Chesed, his name is Yaakov Chesed Li Avraham. Midas ha-chesed is usually connected with Abbas Hashem, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yitzchak Avinu is known for his Moira, the midas ha-gvura from Moira. So the Sfasemis points out at the end of the Sedra by the Nisayan of the Akedah, so the Sfasemis has a comment that Avraham Avinu, who had all of this Avas Hashem, you can have Ava from today till next year, may not be enough to bring your son on the Akedah. So for that, that's what the Sfasemis says. For that you have to have a lot of Yirash Amayim also. So that's what the Malach points out. Not only is Avraham Avinu an Oiv Hashem, he's a Yirash Amayim also. I think Rav Kook has an essay where he writes that these are both mitzvahs in the Torah, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, they're two different mitzvahs in the Torah, and they're really two very different emotions. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, two very different emotions. We somehow have to blend them in together. Sometimes we emphasize one over the other. So Rav Kook has an essay, I think, where he writes that Bizman Hazeh, modern man, doesn't go so much for Yiras Hashem. You're going to tell him, I'm going to burn in Gehenna unless you do the mitzvahs and you know about Gulia there. It's not always going to work. We have to go more with Avos Hashem. When we're Karev, and people do Kirov activities, they don't go with the Gehenna story. They're having, I think, Rav Aaron Salvech is speaking tonight for a group of NCSY and on Kirov. So it does work today with the Yiras Hashem. It works with the Avos Hashem. Yeah, but just Avos Hashem alone, it's also not going to work. You have to have a little. You have to come to Yiras Hashem also. You have to have a proper blend of both. That's how the Sfasemis interprets on this pasuk. Ati yedai tikirei likimad. In addition to the Yavas Hashem, he also has Yoshem. It's interesting, the Radak on that pasuk, ati yedai tikirei likimato, writes that it means Oiv Hashem. Slav dachki yirei alakim. He says that it means Oiv Hashem. As it says, the Haftas Hashem akecha b'chol abaf b'chol nashcha afilo neitles nashecha. So he says the Chachamim attribute Mesiras Nefesh, that one is prepared to give up his own life or to give up his son's life. He says Avraham Avinu was an old man already. He was an old man. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell him to commit suicide about it, he would do it. But he asks him to give away his son as a sacrifice. The stuff mamish a sacrifice. Son is a young man. He didn't get married yet. He didn't have any children yet. I was going to leave with the promise. Give Yitzchak Kol Chazera. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Avraham Avinu to sacrifice his son is a greater nisayon than if he would have asked him to sacrifice himself. So that's a demonstration of Avos Hashem. He says, "Avos Hashem Okech b'chol nafshecho, afilo neitles nafshecho." And this is even more than neitles nafshecho. He wants him to give away his son, his young son. He should give away. So the Radak interprets the pasuk not the way it's written. After yedai tiki re'eli ki mato, it doesn't really mean Yiras Hashem. It really means Avos Hashem. But the Sfasemis has his opposite cover. No, with Avos Hashem, you can't really win all the battles. You have to have a proper blend of the Yiras Hashem. Again, our religion is not always a goody-goody religion. Like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell me that I should sacrifice my son, if I'm just, like the Sfasemis says, just go with Avos Hashem, it's a loving religion and so on. What do you mean sacrifice? Human sacrifice? Whoever heard of human sacrifice? That's exactly what Avraham Avinu was fighting against all the pagan practices of that time. So it was a tremendous nisoyin for Avraham Avinu. This is going to be a pircha on his whole campaign from his whole lifetime. He's been preaching for years and years, monotheism, that God, everybody was created with Tzelem Elokim, and no one's allowed to kill anybody else, and he's going to go and kill his own son. So it's going to be a pircha on all of his preaching. He doesn't practice what he preaches. He told me that we shouldn't practice molech ceremonies to burn their children. He's going to burn his son on the altar. So the pasuk says he doesn't ask any kashas. He had a dream, Amara Halayla, Pashup Shat. So the king says, Avraham, when did he get this in the war? Probably Balayla, when he was sleeping. The Radak says like that. Radak says, the beginning of the parasha, he got the dream in the middle of the day, Pashup Shat. So he holds like those Rishonim that this was all Amara Hanavua. Tell him, Allah, go to his dome. He thinks that this was all a maranibul. So he says that this was a halom in the middle of the day, and this was a halom in the middle of the night. Kach has been chasuchit chashur hafta asitza. And it says, Bayashkim Avraham Abayka, Pasuk Gimel, and Perek Chabbeis. The Pasha Pshat is, this was a halom balayla. And he woke up first thing in the morning, and he goes to do the akedah. He doesn't ask any kashas. That's how Rashi calls. Avraham Avinu starts asking a kasha after the whole akedah is all over. After the malach tells him, don't shecht his son, then he asks, how can it be? I have a kasha. Esmal amartili, kibi Yitzchak v'kor l'chazer. First he told me that Yitzchak, only Yitzchak, and not Yishmael. Only Yitzchak is going to carry over the tradition of monotheism and so on, of my beliefs. And then afterwards he told me I should shecht my son, and now he sent him out, tell me not to shecht. That's when he asked the kasha, please explain it. But he doesn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to shechting his son, even though that was the big kasha. He doesn't ask him. It's against everything that I stand for, it's against everything that you stand for, human sacrifice and all that. It was clear to him that that was the Nevuah, so he was about to shecht his son. So the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, why is the Maisa Akedah recorded in the Chumash? That we should know how clear the Nevuah was to every Navi that he was prepared to shecht his son based on his Nevuah. He didn't. If I would have a dream at night, I don't remember any of my dreams. I don't remember any dreams. If I would have a dream at night that I should shecht my son, I would laugh in the morning. A movie. I saw a movie at night. It's ridiculous. I wouldn't think that it's a nevuah. Avraham Avinu obviously was a Navi. He knew when it was Stam a dream to laugh it away, and when it was a dream that was a Mara Hanavua. And it was so clear to him that this was Mara Hanavua, he was prepared the very next morning. Vayashkim Avraham Babok, he woke up the morning after the dream. He's prepared to go bring his son as an Akedah, and no questions asked. It's not that the Jewish religion is a goody-goody religion. God is a good God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a good God. So he doesn't give ridiculous siddinah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us siddinah that we think is utterly ridiculous. Got to do it anyway, whether we like it or not. Avraham Avinu feknish kinkashis, and he's about to bring his son to the Yakeh. All Akedah is a pella. We don't really understand. The Rashbam that became famous in recent years on the opening pasuk in chapter Chavdei, what's Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela? Rashi quotes that the Chachamim in the Gemara discuss the Chachamim and the Medrash, Ahadam Eila, after that happened. After what happened? The Rashi quotes different interpretations. So the Rashbam gives his interpretation. The Rashbam does not appear in anywhere in Chazal, I think. That's original. What Rashi quotes, Rashi always quotes Chazal. Rashbam gives his original. He says, Ahadam Eila means after Avram made the peace treaty with Abimelech, Melech Plishtim. He said, he signed away sections of Eretz Yisrael. Who gave you me something? Who gave you the right to give away yourself? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish him a little bit. So he gave him a fright. He frightened him into believing that he wanted him to bring his son as an Arkadah, as a korban. So, look, if that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, he's going to do it. Then Lebesov, it turns out that he misunderstood the Tzivui Hashem. The Rambam says that everything was, it's very strange, the Rambam says that everything was so clear to the Nevi'im, he prepared to bring his son on the Arkadah, and then later on turns out that he misunderstood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, no. Did I say you should shech them? I said Halei Hashem Li'Oilo. How do you translate Halei Hashem Li'Oilo? So Pasha Pshat is offer your son as a sacrifice, as a korban. No, burn him on the altar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you misunderstood. Ask say, I told you bring him up to the mountain, the high mountain, go up, Aliyah. Go to Eretz called Aliyah. Because Sahara Maria is taller than other places in Eretz, a mountain, a high. So I said Halei Hashem La'oila doesn't mean a carbon oila. It means Halei Hashem, bring him up, La'oila, Aliyah, on the mountain. That's a funny way of speaking. That's what Rashi quotes in the Medrash. I didn't tell you bring him as a carbon oila. I meant, ask you say, take him up to the top of the mountain. So now ask say, become a yoreid, go down from the mountain. That's it. It's the Chatelah. The whole reason why the Nevuah was written in the Chumash, the Rambam writes in the Nevuah, the whole reason why it was written to teach you how clear the Nevuah was to the Nevi'im. Avraham Avinu was absolutely clear that it was a Tziva Hashem. Then it turns out he made a 100% mistake in the Pshat. It's taka very misleading. What? Halei Hashem Le'olam means bring him up the mountain doesn't make any sense. So they call it B'Shem Rav Chaim, a beer that seems so emesdik. It sounds like that's mamish, the emesdik of Pshat and the Midrashim, because the Midrashim say that Yitzchak Avinu was a korban. The Tzukim say later, Vahi Rav Baretz, in the days of Yitzchak, there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, Mavad HaRav Shohar Yad Mei Avram Avi, in addition to the famine in the days of Avram. Vayered Yitzchak, Melech Tishn Gerora, so Rashi quotes, he was on his way, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Yitzchak was on his way to go down to Egypt just like his father did. Yitzchak carried over all the family traditions from his father. He was going to go down to the Mitzrayim like Avraham Avinu did. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, no, Gur Baretz Hazos, you should stay here. He's not allowed to go to Chutz Lord. Your father, Avraham Avinu, was not a carbon. So he said, there is no din that he's nifsal if he goes Chutz Lim Koyma, but you are a carbon. And the carbon becomes possible with a psul yoyse, kachikachm if you take it out of the Azor, kachim kam if you take it out of Yerushalayim, it'll be nifsal. So that's what he told him, you're a carbon, ben Chutz Lord, kibay lo. You're not permitted to go to Chutz Lord, you'll become nifsal. So you see that he was a carbon. Not only that he was a carbon, the pasuk says in the end of the Tzedekhem Lekukoysai, the Chayv is B.C. Yaakov, the Aper is B.C. Yitzchok, the Aper is B.C. Abraham Ezkor, the Horat Ezkor, the Rashi quotes from the Teres Kohanim and that pasuk that Loshen Zechira, the verb of Zechira, refers to all three. Bris Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov, but it only is written by two out of the three. It doesn't say by Yitzchok. The Chayv is B.C. Yaakov, the Aper is B.C. Yitzchok, it's obviously understood Ezkor, the Aper is B.C. Abraham Ezkor. So the Rosh Zechira says by Eretz Yisrael, by Brisi Avram, by Brisi Yaakov, by Brisi Yitzchok, it just says, Vapes Brisi Yitzchok, and it means Eskor, but it doesn't say it. How come it doesn't say it? Because it gets boring, keep on repeating. So why does it repeat it three times? Why does it repeat the verb three times? So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, who say that Yitzchok, Zikaron, isn't necessary. I remember a student I had in my class. Yeah, 20 years ago I had a student, but I see a student now in front of my notes. I don't have to remember him. He's here. So the Medrash says, Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to remember Yitzchak. Afroi, Sovra Munoch Lefona Agabi HaMizbeach, the ashes of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was brought on the Akedah, they burnt him. So the ashes are right there. Yitzchak, they burnt Yitzchak, the ashes. So that's a different version of the story. That's not the way it says over here. What do you mean the ashes are there? It means the ashes of the Ayilacha. That was a different thing. So you see that the Tanaim understood that the Haktorah, the burning of the ashes of the Yael was considered as if the Avodah had been done to Yitzchak. We have such a halacha by the Shnei Sira Yom HaKippurim that when you do the Avodah to the Soyer HaPanimi, it's considered as if the Avodah is chal also on the Soyer HaChitzim and it gets a certain deal. So here also it says that right after the Malach tells Avraham Avinu he should stop, with the Akedah, Avraham Avinu goes, he looks for an aisle, and he's makom an aisle. What did he have to be makom an aisle for? To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he changed his mind. What did he have to be makom an aisle? So apparently he understood that he has to be makom something, and that HaKrova will be considered as if it were done to his son Yitzchak. His son Yitzchak was a carbon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Halei Husham Li Oilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, your son is a carbon oilo. You have to be makdishim as a carbon oilo. Then Avraham Avinu understood. Avraham Avinu understood the word Haleu Sham Le'olo. The word Oilo means a carbon Oilo. Haleu, that's the question. Haleu means bring him up on top of the mountain. Ask yourself. That's what Avraham Avinu made a mistake. He thought Haleu means offer him on the altar, burn him on the Mizbeah. So that was a mistake. But the word Oilo meant a carbon Oilo. So Avraham Avinu was told he has to be Magdish, his son is a carbon oil. So then he understood Memela. If my son is a carbon oil, what do you do with a carbon oil? Don't you have to be Makriv? That's Memela that did. But Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no, this is a different kind of an oil. By being Makriv, another animal, it will be considered as if the Avodis were done to your son Yitzchak. That's why the Chachamim understood that Yitzchak was a carbon after the Shechita. The psul of Yotze, that if you take an animal, let's say if you take kachikachim out of Azara, if you take kachim kalim out of Yerushalayim, it becomes nisal. That's only after Shechita. Before Shechita, an animal can roam around all over the world. It's not nisal the Yotze. So how could the Medrash say that Yitzchak wasn't permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael because he was like a carbon oilo, but it was an oilo before Shechita? So the answer is he wasn't. He was considered like an oilo la'achas Shechita, because the Shechita on the aisle is considered as if it had been done to Yitzchak himself. And not only that, the burning of the aisle, the haktor of the aisle, was considered as if it was a haktor that was done to Yitzchak. That's why the Chachamim used the expression in the Medrash, the Aparat Tzavra Munach Lefonai Al Gabi HaMizbeach. So true, Avraham Avinu did make a mistake, but it wasn't a mistake on the basic concept. The basic concept was correct, that Yitzchak Avinu had to be Hubdash as a carbon oilo. But then, how do you proceed from there? So normally, there is halacha mishnayis, that if the Mishnah in Shkolim says, if I find an animal roaming around in the outskirts of Yerushalayim and has a tag on its neck and says, I am a carbon oilo, and I can't find who the bala carbon is. You find the bala carbon, so you bring Hashav Zaveda, give him back his carbon oilo, let him bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. You make a hakrazin and you can't figure out who the bala carbon is. So it says in the Mishnah Shkolim, you should bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. There should be makrevid on behalf of the bala carbon, whoever he happens to be. You don't have to know who he is. Whoever the bala carbon is, Mishnah says in Zvachim, that the Shem Shisha Zvachim Hazevach Nizbach. You should have the carbon to have in mind. Mikra, then you should really have had to have in mind six different things. One of the six kavanas is the Shem, the bala carbon. Then the Mishnah says, but the Yevid, if you'll be makrevid stam, it'll be good. And then the Mishnah says they made a takana. The Bezin made a takana during the period of the Baisheni, it seems, that they should never have in mind who the bala carbon is. They should be makrevid stam, because they may make a mistake and have in mind the wrong bala carbon, in which case it will become partially nifsal. So they made a recommendation, you should always rely on the b'diyevid. A little strange. Sounds like l'chatchila is supposed to have explicit kavanah, but b'diyevid, in shech the stam of the shmokoi is good. But because of the chashash that they may have in mind Ashinui Bailim, so they always recommended we should do everything b'di'evit. That's what it sounds like. You have to figure out that. A strange thing. Because you may make a mistake once in a while, so you make a takana, they should always do it b'di'evit. But I'll call upon him, that's what you do. So normally that is the din. That's a Mishnah Shkol. That if you find a carbon oiler roaming around somewhere in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and you know that it's a carbon oiler, so you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, the makrevid bad mishul is here also. Avraham Avinu understood that that's the nature of the din over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me I should be Magdish my son. Chaim even suggests further. He says, even Avraham Avinu understood, Halehu men, bring him up to the mountain. Avraham Avinu didn't even misunderstand that. That's what Chaim understands. Halehu sham le'olo. He understood the word oilo correctly. He understood the verb Halehu. Halehu means, ask to say, bring him up on top of the mountain. Le'olo means as a carbon oilo. But Avraham Avinu put two and two together. I should take him on top of the mountain and be Magdish him. And then what am I going to do on top of the mountain? I can be Magdishim over here also. Oh, so he put two and two together. He means I should build a Mizbech on the mountain. That's what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do, is to build Mizbeches on top of the mountain. That's the din of Shulchan Aruch. It's like Gemara Shabbos. It's supposed to build the Beis HaKnesses on the high spot in the city. That's why they build all the churches also. on high spots, that everybody should look up to the church. It's a din you're supposed to have a mizbeach on a makom gavoya. That it should be a makom mechubad. So Avraham Avinu understood, why should I be makdishim on top of the mountain if I'm not going to be makdishim? So Mustama should makdishim on top of the mountain. And then the Meila means I should build a mizbeach on top of the mountain, like he's supposed to have a Beis HaKnesses on top, and be makdishim. So that part that he gets on his own, that's normally the halacha. When you have a korban, you're supposed to be makadim. So that part was incorrect. Why was Taka incorrect? Because Rav wanted him to substitute a different behemoth instead. The Ratan Hashem was that the other behemoth should be korban instead of Yitzchok Avinu. But Yitzchok Taka was a korban. Beginning of the story of the Akedah says, "V'alekim nisoras Avraham v'yom ayelov Avraham v'yom hinein." Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, "The Mara Halayla." Apparently, he woke up in the morning right yet. Apparently, the Mara Halayla. But in the Mara Halayla, his vision was that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to him, not an angel. Nonetheless, when he's in the middle of doing the Ma'aser Hakedah, so a Malach appears to him. Ishlach Avraham is the Kafs Machalas Lishchetes. Now the Ikra love Malach Hashem in Hashemayim. Vayim Avraham, Avraham, Vayim Hinei. The Malach stops him. So Avraham Avinu takes the word of the Malach over the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe the Malach is pulling his leg. No, he knows it's for real. So the Malach tells him not to shecht, so he doesn't shecht. So there's a famous comment that supposedly was made by Rav Chaim Volozhin, that the Vilna Gaon made a cherem against the Hasidim. Supposedly the Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, went to visit the Vilna Gaon and he didn't let him in for whatever reason. He wanted to make peace with him. He didn't want to speak to him. So he made a cherem against the Hasidim without even speaking to the other party. He didn't even speak to the Hasidim. He didn't want to let him in. And then when they wanted the other Rabbanim to sign the cherem, so Rav Chaim Volozhin, who was the most famous, the Talmud who was most dovuk to the Vilna Gaon, he didn't want to sign the cherem against the Hasidim. So they say in his name that he commented on the Ma'aser HaKedah, that to tell me to kill somebody, that you have to have the Ribbono Shel Olam in person, has to say. To tell me not to kill someone, even if a Malach comes, not on the same level as the Ribbono Shel Olam, even if a lower level authority tells me not to kill. To put a cherem, or to kill someone, you have to have the highest authority. There are families in Europe who are known as Beis Harav, the descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhin. That's the whole yichus of the Soloveitchik family, the Shapiro family, certain family Shapiro in Europe, the Netziv's family, that they are from the Beis Harav, the descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhin. That they didn't have in Lithuania, they didn't consider the yichus to be descendants of the Vilna Gaon. There are people who are descendants of the Vilna Gaon. That's not known with the great yichus as the Beis Harav. So some people claim perhaps that that's the reason why, because Rav Chaim Volozhin refused to sign the cherem against the Chassidim. Perhaps in this issue he was a little more reasonable than the Gro. But that was considered a big yichus in Lithuania. Those who are from the Beis Harav, the descendants from Rav Chaim Volozhin, Beis Harav stam, well, it didn't mean Vilna Gaon, it meant the descendants from Rav Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin has a comment in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim on the pasuk Avraham Avraham Vayamin Hineni, when the Malach speaks to Avraham and he tells him not to shecht the son. So the Zohar makes a comment when it says Avraham Avraham twice, it's Sig B'Gavei. There's a line printed in this edition. The Sefer Torah, you don't have any Nekudas, you don't have any lines. But there's a Psik which Lachar means that you're supposed to have a slight pause in between the first Avraham and the second Avraham. So by any person whose name appears twice, you always have a psik except for Moshe Moshe. By Moshe Moshe you don't have any psik. So Chaim Volozhin wants to explain what is the Zohar driving at, what's the significance of this distinction between Moshe Rabbeinu and the others. So he suggests that the Kavanah of the Zohar perhaps is the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one person who used his potential to its maximum, and he became as great as he could have possibly become. That's how the Radak has a comment. Rabbi Chana Rassman quotes this in one of his essays. The Radak has a comment on the Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, Moshe Abdi Meis. Why is Moshe Abin referred to as an Eved? Because we have a klal in the Gemara Kedushin, Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba, by an Eved Knaini, that is. By an Eved Ivri doesn't apply, by an Eved Knaini. So the Radak suggests that maybe that's the meaning of the Pasuk, Moshe Abdi Meis, that Moshe was like my Eved Knaini. What sense? That Moshe Abin, of all the talents that he had, he gave away totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other people don't give away all their talents. Let's say other people, let's say I'm salaried, I give a lot of shiurim. I'm salaried, I put the money in the bank. I have savings, I have investments, I play with my children, I go to parties, I have a wedding anniversary party, whatever, birthday parties and all this kind of stuff. I don't give everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't every minute of the day. My Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm nowhere near Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu is went directly min ha'har. Said Rashi, Rashi shlo'pana la'sochot. He didn't do anything personal. Look, you had to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. You had to go to the Beis HaKisu. Also, you had to put on clothes. Also, but he did everything mamish la'avodas Hashem. He didn't do anything for himself that wasn't l'shem avodas Hashem. So in that sense, he was kol mashikon every kind of rabbi. He was in Gansen, given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he was giving this description of Moshe Avdi, Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe was an Eved Hashem. The other tzaddikim, as great as they were, didn't really use their potential to its maximum. So that's how Rav Chaim Volozhiner suggests that every person has a dvus diyukin up in heaven in his file, in his record up in heaven. There's a dvus diyukin of how great this individual may possibly become. And then you have to see whether he really became as great as he possibly could have become. So that's what Chaim Volozhiner interprets about the dream that Yankel Avinu had when he runs away from his brother Esau. So he sees Malachim Olam Yoridim Hinei Hashem Nitzavolov. So the Gemara has one interpretation. The Gemara in Perkei Anoshim and Fulin has one various interpretations on the Pasuk. So one suggestion is that the Malachim saw the most diyuk neshal Yankel Avinu Chokal Chal Kisei HaKovoy. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya that on the Kisei HaKovoy there are four ponim, there are four faces. There's Pnei Odom, and that Odom is the facial features of Yankel Avinu. Pnei Aryeh, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Nesher. Pasuk in Yishayim. So one of the four faces on the Kisei HaKovoy is Pnei Odom, that's the face of Yankel Avinu. So the Malachim looked at the face of Yankel Avinu, and then they saw him sleeping over there. So it says one opinion, and they big shul Hargoy, they wanted to kill him. Hinei Hashem Nitzavolo. That's what it means, Lishomer. But if Bochum came to protect Yankel Avinu, the Malachim shouldn't kill him. Why did the Malachim want to kill him? So some interpret the Gemara that they were jealous. That's the guy, his face is not on the Kisei HaKovoy. They were so jealous, how come their face is not on the Kisei HaKovoy? Everybody wants me, Barosh. So they wanted to kill him out of kin. A strange interpretation. We don't know what's going on in the Gemara. Malachi Hashem Nitzavolov. How to say? Malachim Olav Yorim. Hinei Hashem Nitzavolov, right after the Lishomer. Why to protect him? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner has a totally different interpretation. He says they saw the Dmus Diyuk Mashiach Avinu Chokal Chal Kisei HaKovoy. They saw what a tremendous potential this man has. Then they went out to see what's he doing. Is he living up to his potential? He's sleeping away. What? They're sleeping. What kind of? It's a big show the hard guy. He's not living up to his charge in life. I came to the yeshiva. I happened to be away in the mountains. I came to the yeshiva on Matzoi Shabbos when they turned the clock. So we drove home, Rav Meir Goldberg and his wife. So we passed by the dormitory. It was a quarter to three in the morning, quarter to two on the new time. Quarter to three in the morning. So a whole bunch of guys sitting and watching television. So me or there, what they're watching? A movie, Cops and Robbers. Quarter to three in the morning. So that's what the Malachim, Big Shul Hargoy. This is the famous Yankel Avinu, the most Yuchna Chokka Kal Kisei HaKovoy. He's sleeping. Why should he? All right, you have to sleep a little bit at night. But it's too much sleeping. So that's why they wanted to kill him. He was protecting him. Look, he's a human being. What can you expect? So that's how Rav Chaim Volozhiner suggests is the Kavon and the Zohar. That Avraham, there's a psik to Gabi, means that there's a big hefsik between the potential that Avraham had and the actual Avraham, what he really turned out to be. And Yitzchak and Yankif and all of the tzaddikim. Avraham, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who has no psik to Gabi. But Moshe lived up to his potential. He was Mamash and Eved Hashem. He was called Mashikon Eved Kana Rabbo. All of his talents and all of his kishreinus, he gave away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He became the great tzaddik that he could have become. Haftarah Vayera, we read two different stories. The first story is about the wife of Avadya Hanavi, whose husband had borrowed a fortune of money to support the Nevi'ei Hashem who were hiding out in the days of Achav. The government was an atheistic government, doesn't it? Not atheist, that's the Avodah Zarah. So they wanted to close down all the yeshivas. They closed down the yeshiva for the Nevi'im. They closed down all the yeshivas already. And they wanted to arrest everybody, kill all of the Nevi'ei Hashem. So they were hiding, so he had to get them food. So he had borrowed money and he didn't pay back and he died. So the Almana came to Elisha Anovi. Elisha Achas min Sheb Ne'avim talk of Elisha. Abduch Eishi Meis, my husband was a Yirei Hashem. Ata Yizaita ki Abduch Ha Yiyori Yis Hashem. Anosha Bolokacha Shnei Elodai Lo Lavodim. The Bali Chavis are coming to take away my children. What kind of din is that to take away the children? So Tesis writes in Masecha Sabat Izore that Achav was done B'dini B'nei Noach by the Goyim. Parents own their children. If you owe money, you take me away as a servant. If I owe even more money, say, take away my children. So the father died. So this is against the din of Torah. The Memshalah was running the country according to Turkish law, British law, whatever, Chukas Agoy, according to the din of the Avodah Zarah. So what am I going to do? How can I pay back the money? So he asks, so what does she have in the house? Maya Shlof Abayis. She has nothing. She has a little container of shemes. He says, good enough. Lock all the doors, go borrow kelim, empty kelim from all the neighbors, lock all the doors and start pouring from the little container and they'll all get filled up. So the nest occurred, they all got filled up, and then she sold it and she had a fortune of money to pay all of the Bali Chayvis, and she had money left. Then he said, from that time on, from that time on he rests. What do you mean he rests? He worked hard. They had him retirement. He worked for 6 days, then he retired. Pretty good. What does he mean he resting? From that time on, no more Briya Yeshmi, no more Yeshmi Ayin. From now on it's only Yeshmi Yesh. Doesn't want to make Nisim. I mean, if you press him, he'll make that nest to make that, but it's not necessary, so he doesn't want to. So the Navi doesn't want to say, look under your pillow and you'll find $500,000. So he says, do you have some oil? What do you have? If you have something, then I can give a bracha that should develop to become even more. That's the expression that the Zohar says, that the bracha cannot be chal afasora rekanyo, on an empty table. If you have something there, then the bracha can be chal on it. That's why we have a minig that's mentioned in the Gemara, a pretty old minig. Pretty old minig that's mentioned in the Gemara. Gemara was almost 2,000 years ago. So the Gemara has a minig when you bench Birchas HaMazon, you leave some bread on the table. There was such a practice for the Avodah Zarah. Orchim Lagot Shulchan. They would set tables with bread for the Avodah Zarah that was called God. So the Gemara says you have to be careful that you shouldn't do it the way the Avodah Zarah did. It's different. The way they did it was one way. We do it differently. You leave over some bread on the table. As you're about to branch, as you're about to recite Birchas HaMazon, because one ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pineseinu Chalkaleinu, you should give us food. So if you have no food on the table, so where do you want a Kodesh Baruch Hu? The food should fly down from heaven, Yesh Me'ayin. If you have some food there, then the bracha can be chal on that food, so you can get more food. So that whole concept, that whole idea, is based on this story in the Haftarah in Sefer Melachim, that the Novi Elisha asked the Almana of Avadya Hanavi, Ma Yesh Lach Ba'Bois, and she says she has a little bit. She has an osach sham and a small container of oil. She says, okay, start pouring the oil. That's what the commentaries on the Siddur say is the meaning of the phrase in Moos Tzur. Minosa kan kanim nasa nes lashashan. There was a little oil there. So the nes occurred that the oil burnt for longer. If there wouldn't have been any oil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't make a nes yesh miyayin, that the oil should fly down from heaven. Minosa kan kanim, there was all of the containers of oil that were nitmud, there was one small container that was left over, so that's why it was possible for a nes to occur. Why did the Navi Elisha tell her she should lock all the doors? Why should she lock the doors? Apparently there was an importance, there was a chshivas The holding is private. It should be secret. And the same appears in the second story in the Haftarah, that Elisha gave a woman a blessing. Elisha used to travel by this Isha Shunamis. He used to stay there in the city Shunem. Elisha Shunamis told the husband, we should make Aliyah's Kirtan, we should make a separate guest room for Elisha and Avi, and every time he comes through the city, Achnasas Arkham, just like Avraham Avinu does Achnasas Arkham, so the Isha Shunamis does Achnasas Arkham. And he wanted to give her a bracha for the fact that she fulfilled Achnasas Arkham. So he gave her a bracha, she should have a baby. She has a baby, the baby dies, so she runs to the Navi, what's she going to do? And the Navi sends Gehazi. Bayam Gehazi, Chagor Mosnecha, Bekach Mishan to Biyotcha, take my shtekin, like Chassidus Rebbe, he went with a shtekin, take the shtekin, and when you go to the baby, don't speak to anybody, don't greet anybody, don't answer anybody else's greeting. You just take my stick and put it up in the air, and he'll come back to life. He took the stick and he didn't come back to life. The Gehazi Yavel of Neim, Ein Kol Ein Kashuv, nothing happens. The Rashi on the Pasuk in Malachim quotes from the Medrash, because on his way he was telling everybody, see this stick, this is Elisha Navi's stick, I'm going to make Chias HaMesim. Exactly the opposite. Elisha Navi told him, even if people greet you, don't answer them, don't greet them, don't talk to anybody, don't tell anybody that you're going to do an S. He wanted it to be Bitsina, and he violated the instructions of Elisha, so that's why it didn't work. And called in Kosha. So then Elisha had to do it himself. And Elisha came, so it says, Vayom Vayizga Hadelas Biachne. He locked the door, just like it says before, that she should lock the door. Avos V'sakart Hadelas, V'atelach Nita Batizga Hadelas Bado. They locked the door to do the next. The Pasuk says that sometimes Kvoid Elokim Hester Dover, Kvoid Melochim Chakor Dover. Some things have to be done in public, and some things have to be done privately. These nisim have to be done in a private way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the nisim to be done in a public way. The same thing in today's in the Kriya, in Parshas Vayera, by the Akedah. The Obdavid Zara used to bring korbanos in public. People would watch. They weren't afraid to have other people watch. But on this occasion, the Pasuk says that when they were about to go to the top of the mountain, so Avram tells the Naorim, Shvulacham Poem Achamar, Vaniva Anan Elchad Kor Minishtach Vaminashuvu Aleichem. So the Medrash comments that Avram looked on top of the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Halei Hashem Liol Alachad Hehor Mashor Mer Elecha. He knew where Eretz HaMoriah was, but he didn't know which mountain. So he said, Alachad Hehor Mashor Mer Elecha. I'll tell you which one already. So how did he tell him which one? We don't find that he told him. So the Medrash says Kodesh Baruch Hu indicated to him. Why? Because when they came to Har Maria, Eretz HaMaria, so he saw either an Onan Kosher Alahor, another version of the Medrash was that he saw Amudesh Anor, he saw something supernatural, he saw something very unusual. So he asked Avram Avinu, he asked Yitzchak, what do you see on top of the mountain? So he also saw whatever Avram saw, either the Amud HaEsh, or he saw the Onan Kosher Alahor. And when he asked the Shnei Yoravito, so they said, they see nothing, they see a mountain. All the mountains look the same, they don't see anything different. So that's when he told Meshulachem Par Mahamar. The donkey doesn't see anything special. The donkey doesn't see anything supernatural, so you don't see anything either. So it's like Emigalan Elul, it's new in it. You're not a Tzanua. We're not going to let you participate in this Avodas Hashem. Some things have to be done with Tzina, and other things have to be done with Rahas. Not everything that a person thinks should he say. Not everything that a person says should he write. And not everything that a person writes should be published. More comments about Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu wants to assemble all of his children before he's about to die. He asked for the Agir Lachem Eis HaShikra Eschem Be'achmes HaYomim. Why does it mean? Because Yankov Galus and Sakeita. Achmes HaYomim means, when Mashiach is going to come, what's going to be? So then when it came, so he doesn't say anything about Achmes HaYomim. He doesn't say anything, a word about Mashiach. So the Rashi quotes from the Gemara himself, from the Midrashim like that. That Nistalka Hemenu Ruach HaKodesh, he lost his Ruach HaKodesh, he forgot what he was going to say. So he thought, Shema Yesh Bechem Psul, it must be it's Emigal and Ella that's new in, and somebody over here is not so medactic. So he asked, does everybody believe in one God, and anybody violating any of it? So they say, no, Shema Yisrael. Shem Elkeinu, Shem Echad. We believe in the same monotheism that you believe, same religion, everything. You have Bris Milah, everything the same as the Father. We don't know exactly whether all of the Shvatim volunteered, like the Yankim Mislam volunteered to keep all the mitzvahs like Avraham Avinu. We don't know if the Shvatim did also. A discussion in the Mefarsh Mahonish, but they say we keep all the mitzvahs, leave out the Midas Chasidus, they keep all the mitzvahs. So then Yankim Avinu realized, oh, the reason why it was in Stalka Emen Eshchino is not because they Megalan El Elisnum, because the Rabban Shalom doesn't want this to be Nizgala to anybody. He doesn't want anybody to know. Not everything that a person thinks. Tamakochem, whatever, not everything that he thinks he's supposed to tell over to other people. Yaakov Avinu knew things about the case of Yom. The Baruch Shalom told him he shouldn't, he thought he wanted to tell it over to his children. The Baruch Shalom said no. Even though the Chak were all from the children, he shouldn't tell them. They were also by some of the Nisim in the Novi, some of the Nisim were done in public and some of the Nisim in Dafke had to be done privately. At the end of Maseches Nido, tells about the 12 questions that the scholars in Alexandria asked Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, the Tana, when he visited. Rabbi Shua ben Hananya usually lived in Eretz Yisrael. So on one occasion he visited Alexandria in Egypt, so they had philosophical questions and halachic questions, Medrash and Agada, all different areas. So two of the questions have to do with the Parsha and the Haftarah. And the parasha describes when the city of Sodom was destroyed, the Ashes Lot turned into a pillar of salt, Atahin Etziv Melach. And after it says that Elisha Navi went to this dead baby and he brought him back to life. The Rambam writes in the Mor in the Ruchim that the baby apparently had just fainted, that he wasn't really dead. He just did CPR. Brought him back to life, but not that he was dead and he made Chiyas Ames. And the Meforshim and the Mor Nevuchim say they don't know exactly where the Rambam get that from. It's against the Gemara that we know. Our Gemara said that when Eliyahu was about to go up to heaven in the fiery chariots, Elisha requested of him Pish Nayin Beruchah. He wanted to have twice the Kerach and Nevuah of Eliyahu Novi, and Eliyahu Novi said, it depends, if you'll see me go up in the fiery chariot, it'll be granted. And it was granted. The Gemara says, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, where was it granted? Eliyahu Navi was only Mechaya one mason, Elisha was Mechaya two mason. So the Gemara understands Kipshuta, not that he gave him CPR. That's what doctors do. No, Imamish was Mechaya a mason. He did a Nesl, Ma'adam and Atava. This is one of the masons. And the Gemara says who the other mason was. So the Gemara in the end of Nida also assumes like that, that this baby was Mamish dead. And that the dead people are Metame. Heshus Loit was Metame. And the baby was also Metami, the Ben Risha Shanamis was also Metami. And then they asked the Shaila of Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, when Ashes Lot was converted into a pillar of salt, is she still Metami? But he say no. So Rabbi Shua ben Hananya says, what are you talking about? Hameis Metami, Hamelachena Metami. Then they asked the same question regarding the Ben Ashunamis. When the Ben Ashunamis was walking around later on and they got married and he raised his grandchildren and he marched at their wedding, is he Metame? You're not Metame. So what do you mean? Ameis Metame, Achai Eni Metame. What were they questioning about? Apparently they were Mesupik, they were asking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change Teva. If he makes the mace look like salt, it's really a mace, but it looks a little bit like salt. It gives you the impression that it's salt, but it's really a mace. The mace is walking around, the Ben Ashunamis is walking around, it's basically a mace, but he looks like he's alive. Sometimes Mason do they do move a little bit, but they're really dead. Sometimes Mason do move a little bit, but they're dead. But that's what they were asking. So the Rabbi Shema Hanani said, no, the Rabbi Shalom changed the Teva here. The Basar turned into Melach. And the mace turned into Achai. No more mace. A mace metame Achai ain't metame. That's the Gemara. Ameis Metame Achai and Metame. That Gemara in the end of Nida is the Gemara that the former chief rabbi Unterman quoted about transplant. So the mace is off the bano. So you take an organ from the mace and you transplant it to Achai, let's say a cornea transplant, a shaylet and isuri hano. So what do you do? So he gave a suggestion. Once you attach it to the chai, it's considered a trias amesim because now it's part of a living organism, and now it's mutabano. And Achanami, up until the time that you're going to attach it to the chayz, it'll talk at the yosabah novel. Once he'll attach it to the chayz, he can't be yelech. The chayz is allowed to look with. How is he allowed to see with his eyes? What is it? Pikuach nefesh. He's getting hanor from the mace, the cornea is from a mace. If one should assume that the cornea is also manah, Rashi has a tshuva about that. Maybe the cornea has the status of or hamace. I mean, the one at the end of Chulin, that only Bissar HaMeis is Asmana, maybe Or HaMeis is Mutabana. And Moshe has a pilpul. How do you define Or? Or means only the outside skin. The cornea is not on the outside. The cornea is on the inside. So he has a truth. Maybe the cornea of the Meis has a status of Or. But Rav Unterman went with a different angle. He tined it that after you're going to attach it to the person's body, then it's called the Trias HaMeis on this. And just like Gemara says a lot, HaMeis Metamei, Achayei Metamei, see, Taina na Meis is Asamano, Achai is not Asamano. Other Rabbanim are not so convinced of his Einfall. Not necessarily so. The Gemara has a comment in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Gemara has a comment on the Pasuk. When the Isha Shunamis saw that the baby died, Vayishav al Tekeh Haratzarayim Bayamos. So she tells her husband that she wants to go visit the Isha Elokim. She wants to take one of the asonos, one of the mules, Arutza Isha Elokim Yashuva. So he asks her, what are you running to visit Elisha today? L'chodesh Hayom V'loi Shabbos? What's the problem? She didn't want to tell her husband that the baby died. So the husband asked, today's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. So why are you going to visit? She said, Tam HaShalom Gosh. No problem. She didn't want to tell her husband. So the Gemara comments on this pasuk. We derive in this pasuk, Echai Varam Lahakol Pnei Rabba Barega. If it would have been Yontif, it would have been a mitzvah to visit. But I find it difficult. Where do you see? He said, L'chodesh Hayom V'lo Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. It wasn't Yontif either. It was nothing. It was the middle of the week. So how do you see from here, Echai Varam Lahakol Pnei Rabba Barega? Very strange Gemara. Some achrenim have all on gedreit pshatim, a woman. This mitzvah chayiv al mahakol penaba beregel only applies to the men, not to the women. And a woman shouldn't volunteer. Some rishonim hold, some tanoim hold, a woman should not volunteer mitzvah seser shazman groma. So the women used to go volunteer to visit the Navi on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. The men would go on Yom Tov, the women not. It's a whole complicated pshat. It doesn't really seem to fit into the Gemara. So the name of the Vilna Goyen, they have the following pshat. When it says Shabbos, the word Shabbos is referring to Yom Tov, it's not referring to Shabbos. Like we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, quotes our Gemara in Shavuos, on Daf Chof and Beis, that the obligation to recite Kiddush on Shabbos is Min HaTorah, and then he mentions that the obligation to recite Kiddush on Yom Tov is also Min HaTorah, because all the Yomim Tovim are referred to as Shabbos Hashem, as it says by Sfiras Haimer, the Svat Mahani Machas HaShabbos. Here also, the Vilna Goyen interprets that L'chodesh Hayom L'Lo Shabbos means today is neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Yom Tov. Shabbos referring to the Shalosh Regalim. So that's what the Gemara says. If it would have been one of the Shalosh Regalim, the husband would have understood why the wife is going to visit. Yeah, but what about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh also is a Chiyuv HaPsali Yom HaRegel. So how does that come in over here? So the Vilna Gaon is quoted also as saying that this pasuk is similar to the pasuk in the end of Yeshayah, V'hayom Yidechayit, the last pasuk, V'hayom Yidechayit B'chadshoy, Midei Shabbaz B'shabbatah, Yavok Kalbasa L'shtachos L'fonai, Amar Hashem. So the Yalkut Shimoni comments on that closing pasuk in Sefer Yeshayah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Bnei Yisrael feel bad about the fact that during all the years of Galus, they are unable to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. But Kodesh Baruch Hu promises us L'Asidov is going to make good for all of that. So all of the Aliyah L'Regel that we missed every year, we missed Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, the Tavshin Nun Hei, and for the Sukkos of Tavshin Nun Vav, we missed already. Maybe by Pesach time we'll have a Pesach, we'll have Aliyah L'Regel, but so far we missed Sukkos Tavshin Nun Vav, three times Nun Hei, three times Nun Dal. Go back in history, every Shalosh should go. We missed Aliyah L'Regel for so many years, Karif for 2,000 years. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says L'Asidov is going to make good for that. Everybody will come to do Aliyah L'Regel, even on Rosh Chodesh, to make good for all Aliyah L'Regel that they missed. So what does it say? Midei Shabbos b'Shabbato. What does that mean? So the Magen Avraham, in his commentary on the Yalkut Shimoni, on the bottom of the page, the Zayis Ranon, writes that apparently there Shabbos b'Shabbato refers to Shalosh Regalim, refers to Yom Tov. So the Vilna Gaon also says like that. They quote from the Vilna Gaon, same as the Magen Avraham, that the two psukim mean the same. Bechodesh Hayom Velay Shabbos means it's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos Regalim. And the other pasuk, V'hayim Edei Chodesh V'chodesh V'dei Shabbos V'Shabbata, means it's on every Rosh Chodesh and on every one of the Shabbos Regalim, the people will be Ola Regal. The Siyapis that there is, the Medrash says that Medrash says, Lassi Lava Kodesh Boch is going to give us a psa mitzvah V'ali Ola Regal on Rosh Chodesh 12 times a year to make good, to make up for all of the Ali Ola Regal that we will mevat all the years of the Golus. And what's Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat, but that goes on the Shabbos Regalim itself. So it sounds from the Pesukim as if there always was an Indian of Ali Ola Regal on Rosh Chodesh. Lassi Lava is going to be, what do you mean, the Baruch Hashem is going to change the Dini HaTorah? The Rambam has a Nikori HaMunish, Zos HaTorah Lo Yisim Uchlefes. What do you mean? The mitzvah satara don't change. The only change that's going to be, the Rambam records, is they're going to be 9 or an ikwad instead of 6. There was a change years ago that the ksav of the Sefer Torah was changed from ksaviri to ksav ashuris. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin in the second Perek, that's because Moshe Rabbeinu was told that there's going to be a change. Because of Allah's Mishnah HaTorah Azois. The Melech has to write Mishnah HaTorah, so the Gemara understands that phrase to mean Stav Shosit Lihishtanos. Mishnah Torah means it's going to change. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that it's going to change. We spoke last week about Bris Milah, that the Gemara says Yeshua Benun was commanded, the Gemara in the first half in Ha'orah, the first time it's based in Perik Ha'orah, and Yavama says Yeshua Benun was commanded Shuv Molas B'nai Yisrael Shenis. It should be Malah B'nai Yisrael a second time. What do you mean a second time? How can you do a second Bris Milah? If the person already had a Bris Milah, you can't do a second Bris Milah. So the Pashup Shat means a second major national Bris Milah. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, right before Yetzias Mitzrayim, they did a big Bris Milah. Everybody had to do a Bris Milah to be able, during the Golus Mitzrayim, most of the people did not observe Bris Milah. Just Shevet Levi observed. And then during the Midbar also, only Shevet Levi observed. So the big Bris Milah was done in Mitzrayim, right before Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then 40 years later, Shuv Ma'aliz B'nai Yisrael Shenis means another historical big Bris Milah for the whole, a national observance of Bris Milah. That's the Pashup Shas. So the Gemara understands, in addition to that, even the people who had a Bris Milah had to be Ma'al a second time. Why? Lo nitna priya le Avram Avinu. Milah has two parts to it, this man is a Milah and priya. Cut off two membranes, the outer membrane, the inner membrane. That's only from the days of Yishuv Benun on. Before the days of Yishuv Benun, the only chiyuv was to remove the outer membrane. The priya to remove the inner membrane, that only came up later in the days of Yishuv Benun. So Tosfos asks Akasha, how can it be? The Gemara has a pasuk. What the Rambam wrote, it's not the Rambam's original chiddush. It's the Gemara, the first daf in Megillah. It says, "Eila mitzvah sashem tziv Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai." The last pasuk in Vayikra and the last pasuk in Bamidbar. So the Gemara comments, "Eila mitzvahs." Only the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu are binding throughout all the generations. Mikan, from this pasuk we derive, "Sheim Novi Rasha l'chadish dovam miyat." No future neviim can alter anything. Any one of the Dini HaTorah. And anything that was changed or that is going to be changed is going to be 9 Ari Mikvot. Moshe Rabbeinu was told about it. It says in the Chumash, Ki Acha Hashem Kechaz Gvulcha Yosavta Lecha Ot Shola Sholom Ala Aram Ha'el. You should add on another thing. And the change of the Ksav and the same regarding the Bris Milah with the Priya, Taisa says, how can it be that Yeshua Benun was commanded to change the Din of Milah? So Taisa says, no, it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu that at some later point another aspect of Milah will be added on, and that remains to be determined when. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nevuah to Yishuv Benun. Now is the time that it should be changed, but it must have been given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's over here? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the way the Gemara, the way the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni understands the closing pasuk in Yeshaya, that the Navi says that Losi Lava, the Jewish people will fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel on Rosh Chodeshim. It doesn't make any sense. So perhaps the answer can be found over here. The husband tells his wife, the Isha Shanamis, why are you going to visit the Chacham, the Navi, L'Chodesh Hayom, L'Chodesh Shabbos, today is neither Rosh Chodesh nor Yom Tov. Shabbos means one of the Sholosh Golim, nor is it Yom Tov. The Navi Yehuda has in one place, and this truly, he has an notion that the mitzvah of Chayiv Olam L'Hakpal Pemin Arba Baregel is related to the Chiyuv Aliyah LaRegel. His mansha Beis Hamikdash Hayekayim, that there was an obligation, a mitzvah in our Torah to visit the Beis Hamikdash Sholosh Pamim Hashana. It won't cause the Chorchos. At that time, we had a chiv also to be Mechabed the Rebbe by visiting the Pnei Rabbo, to be Makbal Pnei Rabbo Baregel on Sholosh Regal. That Rebbe says that Bizman Hazeh, that there's no ability, there's no chiv to be Oyla Regel is not based on Migdash. I have no chiyuv to the Oyla Regel. So he thinks that Minatara does not chiyuv to visit the Rebbe. Even though the Gemara says Beferish and Sukkah they used to visit the Reish Galusa, on Shalosh Regalim, the Reish Galusa was clearly after the Churban Bayi Sheni. I don't think they had a Reish Galusa Bisman Bayi Sheni. But the Gemara is talking about Reish Galusa in the days of the Amorite. So it's clear that after the Churban Bayi Sheni. So the Nadi Behuda says that was only Midr Rabbanan. He says that there's a relationship between the Chiyuv Aliyah LeRegel and the Chiyuv to visit the Rebbe. So from the fact that the husband tells his wife, why are you running to visit the Navi LaChodesh Hayom LaShabbos? It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Shabbos Regalim. It might appear as if that's what the Gemara is driving at. That's how the Gemara understood the pasuk, that not only Lasid Lover, the Alpid Shimoni says, will it be a mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel and Rosh Chodesh? It sounds like even in the past there was such a mitzvah. Either we never heard of such a mitzvah, maybe it means that this is a mitzvah Sarashus. It's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv to go visit the Beis HaMikdash or visit the Rebbe on every Rosh Chodesh. But it was always a mitzvah Sarashus. It was an optional mitzvah. Rosh Chodesh is listed off together with all the other Yamim Tovim. In the Chumash, when you have the Parsha Samoadim, so Rosh Chodesh is listed also as a Yontav. Maybe just like there's a chiyuv Aliyah LeRegel on the Sholosh Regalim, perhaps also there's a chiyuv Aliyah. Perhaps there always was an Inyan, a mitzvah Sarashus, an Inyan of Aliyah LeRegel, and the Mela, an Inyan of visiting the Rebbe also, Chai Balam Hakal Pen Rabba Baregel, and the Rosh Chodesh also, even in the past, not just in the future. There's a Maharsha in Bava Metzia, has such a comment also. And he quotes these psukim as well. The Masha quotes that pasuk on the Yagarta. The Gemara says Eliyahu Anovi always used to come to learn in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yudah Anasi. So once on Rosh Chodesh he came very late. So the Mashgiach and the yeshiva asked him, why did he come late? Because he didn't want to let him in. He came late. So he said he had to go wake up the Yovo. He's to daven with them. It's Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh he goes to Maris HaMachpelah. And he woke up Avraham Avinu and he washed Negelbasa and he davened with him, he put him back to sleep, and then he woke up Yitzchak and he washed Negelbasa. Marshal comments on him, when you wash Negelbasa, he says that's like Tzadikim and Misosim Kruim Chayim. So the fact that they're dead is like they're sleeping. So you wake them up and you wash Negelbasa like a person just woke up. If they're dead, you don't wash Negelbasa. Dead is dead. So he says, obviously Tzadikim and Misosim Kruim Chayim, whatever that means. So you wash Negelbasa like a person who wakes up in the morning. And he washed Yitzchak and he washed Yankim and each one he davened. So the Mashgiach asks Eliyahu Hanavi, why don't you wake them all up at the same time? They daven b'mezumen. There's no minyan. So daven all three together. So what do you have to daven each one separately? So he says, no, if all three were daven together, Eliyahu Hanavi comments, then they would pressure HaKadosh Baruch Hu into bringing Mashiach, and the Baruch Shalom isn't prepared yet to bring Mashiach. So I had instructions not to let them all daven together. So that's why it took him three times as long. They had to wake up Avram separately, Yitzchak separately, Yankov separately, daven with each one, Shachris and Muslim, and Stamma Bracha, now she takes a long time. So that's why he came late to the base man. So the Mashur has a comment on that Gemara in Chidushi Agoda. So he says, apparently there's an Indian of Aliyas and Neshamas, that the Neshamas also come to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dead people, the Neshamas of the dead people, have epis and Aliyah LeRegel on Rosh HaKadosh. That even though they don't daven all month long, but on Rosh Chodesh they do daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something similar to the fact that there always was an Inyan of Aliyah LeRegel for the living people, even on Rosh HaKadosh, not just Lasi Lovay in the future, but in the past also apparently like that. Very hazy topic. Anyway, the klal is that the Dini HaTorah do not change. What's going to be with this Aliyah LeRegel is with this Medrash Yalkut Shemani on the closing pasuk in Yeshaya is a problem, unless perhaps you say like that, that there always was such a kiyum. And Lasi Lava, we will seize the opportunity to fulfill that kiyum. This Gehazi was some character. He used to be the Gabbai, he used to be the Shamas of Elisha Hanavi. So the Gemara has a comment on the Pasuk. Ishu Elikim Kodesh Hu, over Alein Atomit. Kodesh Hu, who Kodesh Meim Asharsa Kodesh? She knew right away that Gehazi was a good for nothing. Shamas of such a holy Navi, Elisha Navi, such a Bar Mofsen. Shamas was a good for nothing. You see, according to the interpretation, according to the tradition of the Chachamim, he did not follow the instructions of Elishana. He went around with the shtek and telling everybody he's going to do Kriyas Ameis. Exactly the opposite from the instructions that he gave him. The Chachamim have a lot of negative comments about him. How he treated women. Women also came to visit Elisha Hanavi. Women came. How did he treat the women? Very improperly. The Chachamim have traditions. And then later on, when Naaman was cured from his tzaras, and he wanted to be Mahane Elisha, to give him a lot of money, so Elisha refused. He says, no, I'm salaried by the community. He says, yeah, I don't accept any matonis. So Elisha saw that it's worth a lot of money. So after Naaman left, so he chased after him. He said, my boss changed his mind. He'll accept the gift. And that was Mamash Achil Hashem. So that's when he cursed him. When Elisha found out about that, he cursed him. And he said that the Ras of Naaman should affect you and your three sons. And the Chachamim say, when it says Abba Mitzarayim, where Yerushim Pesach Shar Shamron, the other chapter in Seifan Velochim, that was Gehazi Yishloshes Banot. He and his three sons all became Mitzarayim. It's very unfortunate. It's happened more than once that the Shamas of the holy person is not who Kodesh Reim Ashar Sa Kodesh. The Shamasim of the big Tzadikim are not always such Tzadikim themselves. Today, Sedra, you see Avraham Avinu again, a second time, saving his life by saying that he and his wife are brother and sister, rather than telling the truth and saying that it's husband and wife. He says it's a brother and a sister. So when Avimelech confronts Avraham, he says, "Mor Yisuf ki yasisas hadavar hazeh." So he says, "Rakein yirash alukim amokam hazeh v'haraguni advarishti." If there's yirash amayim, so the people can control themselves, not to kill. If there's a lack of Yirah Shamayim, you can never tell what will be. So people can kill in order to take away someone else's wife. You cannot rely on the fact that Mitzicha Loi Sirtzach is a mitzvah sichlis that everybody understands on their own. Sometimes people don't understand on their own. Dina Mahfusa Dina, the king, wants to take someone's wife. He can think he has the right to kill the husband. Married the Malchus, you don't want to give me your wife. You can work out a whole shul, get the Supreme Court to make a whole psak. That's what Avraham Avinu said. If there's no Yirah Shamayim, then you can't rely on decency. Decency has to be based on Yirah Shamayim. A person who's an atheist, sometimes atheists are ethical, but you can't rely on it for too long. You can never tell what their political shitas would lead them to reinterpret. The Gemara in Bava Kamma comments on the story of Abimelech taking away Sarah, the wife of Avraham Avinu, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avimelech in the dream, he tells him, Hashav Eishu Sarishkin Avihu, and he also told him, apologize, not just give back the Heshav Sakzela, give back his wife, and apologize, and make good, and make up with him, and then he will pray for you. That's how the Gemara says, that when you ba'avol somebody else, you do an aver ben adam l'chavero, you have to ask mechila. Hachoyle b'chavero achati shenoysel nadmei nezik tzari b'sheves b'boshes en anim chola ad sheivakesh b'mena mechila. That's what the prophet tells the Gemara, yispalil batcha v'chiyeh. And then the Gemara comments, v'yispalil Avraham el ho elekim v'yipro elekim es Avimelech. Avraham was a very decent fellow and he was merchel Avimelech. The Gemara says, mikan, we learn out that one should not be an achzori. If someone did ba'avol you, and then he asks a mechila, you shouldn't be an achzori to say, I don't want to be moichel you. You should be moichel a person. Rare cases, or has rare cases, that if a person understands psychology well, he wants to straighten out the other person, so he has the right to say, I'm not moichel you, I want to wait till some later point. But most people don't know psychology so well, and they don't have so much time to go be mechanech everybody else. Halavai, we should be mechanech ourselves. So by normal people, the klal is like Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak was the first one who had a meal of bizmano on the Yom HaShmini. It's in today's Sedra, this grunt. By Yom HaLavram, it's Yitzchak Beno, Ben Shmeinas Yamin, Kasha Tziva, Oso Elohim. There's more comments on this part, Kasha Tziva, Oso Elohim, Oso below Oso. That only the father was obligated to perform the bris milah on the son. The mother never has an obligation. Lomol has been off. Pesus and Kiddushin started a whole literature on that. Pesus starts a whole literature on this kasha. Why do you need a yafusa to indicate that the mother doesn't have an obligation to see to it that her son has a bris milah? Isn't this simply a mitzvah sasesha as mangromos? The mitzvah milah only begins on the eighth day, so shouldn't that be as mangromos? Pesus says, no. Begins on the eighth day and it never ends. That's not called Zman Grama. Zman Grama means it's circumscribed in time. Not before this time, not after that time. That's called Zman Grama. The place is yes further, but it's only by Yom and Atalaylo. So let that be Zman Grama. But that has a whole discussion in Rishonim and in Achrenim regarding that. Is it really Zman Grama or not? Should Mila be considered a Mitzvah Zman Grama? And I really shouldn't have required a pasuk. The Maharach HaZeruah claims even after you have the Pasuk, it really doesn't say anything. He says that the mother is Mechuyev in Milas HaBen. The Pasuk just comes to tell you a Kedima. If a child has a father and a mother who are both alive, the baby has a father and a mother, so the father has the Kedima, the father has the obligation, not the mother. But let's say the father is a goy. A Jewish mother has a baby and a husband is a goy. So the mother has an obligation. So let's say they're divorced, the father disappeared somewhere. The father died, he's not alive. So the mother has an obligation to be mal her son. A fantastic chiddush. The Maharach HaZeruah writes like that. That the mother also has an obligation. The pasuk only means to tell you a kedima. That the chiyuv ha'av is kodim to the chiyuv ha'im, but they both have a chiyuv. Right after the story of the Akedah, the Chumash tells about Nachar's children. What about the other part of the family? The Pashto says that it has no connection with the Akedah. But nonetheless, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that on Rosh Hashanah, when we lay in the Akedah, so we lay in this section also, Vayachar Advarm Ha'ela, and so on. It's Tachash Res Macho till the end of the Seder. So usually people assume, yeah, you lane it because you have to have five aliyahs and you need some more psukim. So if you don't lane this, you won't be able to figure out five aliyahs. So they actually thought that perhaps there's something more to it. Perhaps we want to draw a contrast between Jewish history as opposed to non-Jewish history. The Pasuk says that way Avram Avinu, Sarah wasn't Akkar and she didn't have any children, and the Medrash says that even Avram was an Akkar also. And Yitzchak and Rivka couldn't have children, and Yankif and Rachel had difficulties. Everything came out with difficulties, and after having a baby at the age of 100, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Kachnas Bincha Shehafta Olach L'Chalat HaMaria, bring him on the Akedah. Everything comes out with big difficulties. If nothing goes B'derech HaTeva, nothing goes normally. And then, in contrast, the Pasuk says, after this whole incident with the Akedah, which is the peak of everything going Takai, till he finally has the baby and everything, he's an author, she's an author. Then it says, and what's doing with the other side of the family? Everyone's having babies, they're all getting married, they're getting married, everyone's getting married, everything is going normal. That the history of the Umas Olam is B'derech HaTeva, and the history of Klal Yisrael is L'mayla Min HaTeva. Absolutely so. The history of Klal Yisrael is L'mayla Min HaTeva. The Ramban HaChumash writes that as if that's one of the Ikori HaEmunah. The Rambam formulated the concept of Yud Gimel Ikori HaEmunah. The other Rishonim don't talk so much about Ikar Emunah, but the Ramban has this as a recurrent theme in his commentary on Chumash. This is a yisoid in our religion, that the hanhag of Klal Yisrael is l'mayla min ha-teva. There's teva, there's l'mayla min ha-teva. Yotze osel ha-chutzo, and that's the Ksedra. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, tzei mi itztag nina sholcho. That all of the Yomah Torah matach ha-shlitas ha-kachov v'ha-mazolot, and Klal Yisrael is l'mayla min ha-teva. And the Ramban refers you to the sugya in the end of Masechta Shabbat, that ain mazol l'Yisrael. Doesn't mean that the Jewish people are unlucky, we don't have any good luck. The Gemara understands mazol shlitas ha-kachov mahamazolus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chukei ha-teva, how everything should run in the world. Physical principles of biology and physics and chemistry and mathematics, chukei ha-teva. So the chukei ha-teva also govern history. There are chukei ha-teva for history, and if a person understands history well, he can predict what's going to happen in the future. There were people who predicted what's going to happen in the future. There were people who predicted this assassination. There are people who predicted many things in secular history. But when you're dealing with the Klal Yisrael, so that's what the Ramban understands in that Gemara, that Ein Mazal Yisrael, that's by the Jewish people, much and much is L'mayla Min HaTeva. It's less that goes B'chukei HaTeva than by the Yuma Soil. Ramban says, does it make sense that if you keep Shemitah, you keep the land, and if you violate Shemitah, you lose the land? The Derech HaTeva doesn't make any sense, but that's what it says in the Chumash. If you violate the laws of Shemitah, so the land will be given away to the Arabs. So he says, all of this is L'mayla Min HaTeva. All of Jewish history is Ein Mazal Yisrael. Soloveitchik said that perhaps that's the reason why on Rosh Hashanah, when we lay in the Parshas Akedah, according to many midrashim, the Akedah occurred on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we do so many things to remember the Akedah. We blow the Shofar Shalayel, Kedei Sheyizkor Akedas Yitzchok. People go to Tashlech to remind one of the Akedas Yitzchok. We blow Meir Koilos. Many Goyim say the Meir Koilos Akeneged, the Meir of the Chiyos that Sora cried when she heard about the Akedah. The Medrash Rashi quotes the Medrash, beginning of next week's Sedra, that the Sultan told Sora about the Akedah, so she was crying. But one Medrash has it that she cried, she shed 100 tears, and that's why we blow Shofar 100 Meir Koilos. The Akedah occurred on Rosh Hashanah. We do a lot of things zecher to the Akedah. So on Rosh Hashanah, when we lay in the Akedah, that's the Inyon Shel Yom, so we don't stop at the end. Vayishu Avram Aviyah Shova. But we'd rather continue to draw this contrast between the history of the other side of the family, that everything seems to have gone normally. They had no problems. They had no big problems. Here, everything goes with a problem. Ashidach is an Isik. And having children, and raising the children, and maintaining the children, they shouldn't die, and sending the children to the yeshiva, everything is an Isik by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, everything is L'mayla Min HaTeva. That means good luck.